94 DJW mobile.
DJW 4 DHY portable.
They say you're portable.
Portable, crossband is portable.
Okay, all right, that's different. you're still going off the big antenna, off the big rig.
Going around out in the front yard here.
Well, convenient, isn't it?
You're waiting for a tow truck to come pick up an old car to get it out of here.
Something to do. Well, it was a beautiful flying day. It's kind of warm out here now for a morning that started out 36 degrees.
In the work this morning, looked down at the thermometer on the car, and it's like, whoa. Was not expecting that. And then by lunchtime, I had to take my jackets off. I take that back. It's 36. It started out 39 at the house, and by the time I got driving a little bit, it dropped down to 36.
Okay, that's what it was at my house this morning. It's 36. I thought, ooh, when I took Maggie out there in the morning to go to the bathroom, I thought this is gonna be too cold to go flying. But now it's like really warm inside the truck.
Warmed up pretty close to, it seemed like 40 degrees. I guess 30 anyway.
Since that tow truck left?
No, I sold an old Prelude that I had, and the guy that bought it arranged for the truck, and he said they're kind of, you know, they're quote on the way.
You're not tied to the base station. You can be out in the yard wandering around picking up sticks and weeds is what I'm doing while I'm waiting on Maggie to do her business.
What I did, I had to relocate a brush pile to clear the drive for him to get back there, so that's all cleared now, and I consolidated the brush pile, so there you go.
I'm phone call, let me get this, and if you're still there when I get done, I'll call you back. W4DJW.
All right, standing by.
W, mobile.
W4DJW.
So he hadn't made it there yet?
I called that he'll be here in the next 30 minutes or so, probably a little less now.
Get home and pick up a package I was supposed to have had at the post office today before they closed. And I'm hoping I can, the flying weather was really, really nice. I couldn't get away. So I'm going to be pushing it to make the post office before they close. I took it out there yesterday at 5 o'clock. I think they were closed already, so... here's attempt number two.
I'm just glad to hear you got your priorities straight on the flying weather. I know if I didn't have to work and add something to put in the air, I sure would.
That morning when she left to go to work, I said, I'm going to get your package to the post office, but I'm also going flying. And she looked at me and just rolled her eyes.
I know that y'all have an understanding then.
But I'm going to get flying. And she really wants to be retired, but she got like 6 more years to go.
I don't have much less than that. I've probably got about 5, maybe a little less than 5, probably about 4.5 or so.
When you retire?
Do a little traveling, you know, camping style traveling, and probably do some flying also.
Have they got an airfield near you?
Up in northern Oconee County. I don't know that I've been to it, actually. A buddy of mine at work goes up there a lot. He lives basically next door to it, so he's up there a lot.
Well, go visit it. Let me know. I don't think I've been to northern Oconee County airfield. I've been to most all of them in upstate South Carolina, but I don't know that I've been to one over there.
Who it's run by, but I know that friend of mine, he, you know, pitches in, cuts the grass and stuff like that to help him out. But from what I understand from him, it's fairly active.
You don't recall their club name, do you?
What I was trying to come up with, and I don't know who it's affiliated with.
Gonna be late. I'm at Lake Cunningham, and Tom's favorite red light is about a mile away from me, and traffic has stopped here where I am right now. Oh, boy, this is going to take a while.
It's anything over in that area nowadays takes a while.
I'm just not used to this. This wasn't this way. Well, the last 10 years I've been working from home, so last 10 years I wasn't subjected to this issue. I don't know how long it has been in existence, but it sure is a pain.
The last 3 years that I've been working from home, stuff has gotten a little worse traffic-wise. Of course, my normal commute on the way to work is not too bad because I kind of tend to stick to back roads, so I don't deal with hardly any morning traffic except for crossing 59. And if I get out of the house at a certain time, I can cross without any problem. If I wait just 3 or 4 minutes later, then I'll have to sit there and wait for traffic.
Charlotte. If I left 30 minutes earlier than normal, I could breeze right into Charlotte and right into work and no delays. If I waited 30 minutes, it was sitting on the side of the road for a long time.
A buddy of mine that just lives, I bet he ain't probably a mile and a half from me, and he actually goes through town, and I just, when I was telling him the way I go to work, it's like, why do you go that way? That's so much longer. Well, it's not that much longer, and I bet you I can make it faster than he can.
You're not sitting. When he's sitting, you're moving, huh?
I ain't got a bunch of, let's see, I've got one stop sign there at 59, and then I have to stop to get on 11, and that's the only, and one at the end of Return Church Road. So I got three stops, and they're all three stop signs.
Do you have any red lights on between your house and work? Well, that is fortunate.
It's a very few turns. I used to live just off of 59. And I started going that way, and it's like, yeah, I like this a lot better than having to go through town and deal with all the morning traffic. And we moved over here. It's about 4 miles. Let's see, 4 miles toward Townsville from where we were at. And it's still the easiest way for me to go and not have to deal with any morning town traffic.
What time it was, I left a little gap in there in case those guys that are normally getting off work at this time that get on the radio wanted to join in.
K2HME, good afternoon.
Or KN4VWA, good afternoon.
Hello, Steve, and I don't know who the other station is, KN4THYIT. And Dave, I tried to call you yesterday, and I used the pre-net check-in yesterday for the first time in a long time and seen the revamped website, and that looks real good, but I think you need to shout out the merchandise store, because I haven't ordered it yet, but I was immediately pulled into the coffee cup, over.
Absolutely right. We should probably call that out on the nets for a while, just so that everybody knows about it. You're absolutely right. So, I agree with you, Keith, wholeheartedly. So, Steve, go ahead and pick it up and pass it to whoever it was that doubled with you.
Hey, I didn't know about the store on the website. So, yeah, I might stick something on there for sale. And by the way, that old boy Jim had that bigger T-28 for $160, but I think it's a little rough. It's been down once pretty hard. Yeah, I hope that guy comes back. But in the meantime, what a good day flying. Even just to sit there in the sun and feel the breeze. Isn't that beautiful? Just a gorgeous day.
TW, this is Ben. And I agree with everybody.
K2HME, this is Dwayne.
To ride with you there for a while, so I think I'm going to duck out of here because that tow truck driver ought to be here any minute.
I suspected there might be some ham radio operators in the background wanting to use the repeater, so I'm going to jump out too because I got to change vehicles
and head to the post office ASAP before they close. So let's see, Steve, you pick it up, and then after Steve, who I can't remember. I've got that can't remember stuff issue, C-R-S, can't remember stuff. Anyway, go ahead and pick it up, Steve, and you guys carry on. I'll be changing cars next time when it comes around to me. W4DJW.
Bad thing, because I tell you what, we may have to start assigning Dave designators. We got too many Daves in here. Oh, hey, Dave, how you doing? Pick it up and take it away, big guy.
Do you hear my name? KB2HXS.
EW. And I will put a note on the Facebook site also about the new store offering.
That's great. This is Dwayne, K2HME. I'm hoping to find a power amplifier for HF, so I'm trying to hopefully find something local.
Check that.
For the club. Looking for an amplifier, I might have what you need.
It's K2HME. My email is same K2HME@outlook.com. And, yeah. If you want to send me a picture or send me a description, that'd be great.
I'll do that. This is K4NXY David. I've got something I bought years ago, and I never did hook it up. I assume it's good, but I'll send you the details on it. K4NXY.
Get over 1,500 watts. I think that one's at 5,000. Be careful. Oh, hey, Dave. Oh, and the other Dave, KB2HXS. How you doing, big guy?
He heard me. That's okay. Go on. Continue on. That's all right.
Hey, big boy.
The store on the website is merchandise for the club.
Go you can't be Sam's Club unless you're in Easley.
If you be on merchandise like hats, shirts, coffee, that's what we have on the store, the club store on the website. I'll put a note and a link on the Facebook page.
Silence, or am I in a hole?
I'll be back in a minute.
Hole.
On Beatty's or College Street and Academy, and I thought everyone had gone silent.
Mountain Road, so it's a questionable area here.
There's a gazebo at my house with a little mag-mount antenna on top of the metal roof of the gazebo.
You got the best spot.
I'm sitting out by my wife's koi fish ponds, and a little breeze coming through here, kind of gently stirring the wind chimes, and very nice afternoon.
That sounds like a hotel lobby.
There was some kind of convention downtown in Greenville one time. One of them hotels, and it was a pretty nice lobby. Come to think of it, I think I prefer this myself. But anyway, the other day's out there, KB2, come on in. That's the guy gone. Anyway, I'm sit back and listen for a little while. KF4NXY.
So coffee cups and hats and stickers and sweatshirts and hoodies and that sort of thing with the bar's logo and stuff on it.
Hey, I'm surrounded by Mack trucks right now.
Good propagation with the signal bouncing off the side of their trucks.
50-50.
Here, in traffic on point set, so it's going to be that way for a while, I guess.
Easier than usual. I actually work from home, so my work commute is not real bad, but I do have to pick up and drop off the girls at school, so I get my taste of it, too.
PHY back in, this is Keith on this end. I guess I'm kind of second place on the good places to be. I'm sitting on the front porch, cross standing into my base rig at the house. So, not quite as nice as a koi pond, but better than a lot of alternatives that I've heard so far.
Describing his koi pond reminded me of the Hilton Hotel in Ponce, Puerto Rico. It was just like that, just a huge koi pond and seating all the way around it, through it, you know, you could sit, you know, on a over it kind of thing. It was just really nice. So it took me right there real quick, and then I realized I'm not there. I'm in Greenville.
Nice one inside of the Hyatt downtown. I've always liked the waterworks and that little miniature park inside of there. KO4ZEW for ID.
Been to either of those, and as far as Puerto Rico, I've always considered going there. I don't have a passport, but don't need one for that. I'd love to go and see Arecibo before it bit the big one, but it's gone now, so I still wouldn't mind traveling down there.
Down there, and so I'd go down about every 6 months, and it was, I really enjoyed it. The people were friendly. I kind of avoided the tourist areas if I could, but just a beautiful island. On that east side there's of San Juan, there's an area that has that the phosphorescent bay. There's also one on the south side near Ponce. That is, you know, you go out at night on a boat, and the guys jump in the water, and just the water glows.
Somebody pick it up. Not doing it. Yeah, that would be a really cool sight to see. And, I jumped back in, and about the time I did, the tow truck driver's finally here, so I got to jump back out. You gentlemen have a good afternoon, and we'll catch y'all later. K4CHY, I'll be clear.
73s.
School, so I'm going to jump off, be clear as well. I got to turn on the music now when I pick her up. She's in seventh grade. So KO4ZEW, I'll be clear.
73.
Good afternoon. I'll hang out at the pond a while longer. KO4NXY.
I got about 5 minutes before I pull into my final destination, so I'll keep you company while you sit in the gazebo and enjoy the koi pond.
Another little thing I can add is I've got a ceiling fan overhead, and a little finch has built a nest up there, and she comes back, I think, every spring, and she's up in it right now, so I don't turn on the ceiling fan anymore. I don't want to disturb her.
A little upset.
We try and take care of all the little animals around here. We've got the fish in the pond, and I've got, several stray cats I feed, and my wife's got a couple of birds in the house that she's, you know, a cockatoo and an Amazon, so we just kind of got Noah's little ark out here, I think.
So how many eggs are in the basket, or in the nest?
I know, I can't see it from here. The nest is in the very top of the gazebo, you know, up above the ceiling fan, so kind of picked a pretty secure spot there.
Like a safe place for a nest.
I'm out here every way out in the country, and there's nighttime, there's predators out here, and coyotes, and Lord knows what else. I'm sure they naturally kind of take that initiative.
Animals are smarter than, I know for sure they're smarter than me.
Do they have a good sense of preservation? Well, might be some more out there ready to jump in here. It's kind of 5-6 o'clock traffic, so I'll let you go for the time being, and I'll be listening. KF4NXY.
All right. Well, I'll look forward to getting your email about that amplifier. K2HME.
Will do.
DJW Mobile.
D4CBA Mobile.
With DJW Mobile.
It ain't so. How you doing, Dave?
I'm from Greer Post Office to Taylor's Post Office, because Greer closes at 4:30. Do you know that?
Not, but I do now. I tell you, it's like they have their own little timetable, you know? I don't even know. I guess the one in Taylor's is open later. At least I hope it is.
It was that Greer told me. I said, man, that's 2 days in a row I've missed the window of opportunity to get into the post office by just a few minutes. And she said, you can make Taylor's if you go now. They stay open to 5. So when I got back on Whitehampton, it was like sitting and sitting and sitting in line, and the clock is just ticking and ticking and ticking. So I don't know if I'll make it or not. I'm coming up on St. Mark's Road now. You think I'll make it from St. Mark's to the post office in 10 minutes?
Hey, by light, you should be good. I mean, because this is down the hill from there on the right. So if you're coming back from Greer, so good luck.
All right. I'm at, the light is red, and I'm about halfway up the hill.
Well, let's see. Chances are you'll make the light when it turns green, and then you can make your way up to or make your way to the post office. Yeah, I think you'll make it. No problem.
Bike on the top of my car, just parked the car and got on the bicycle.
Speaking of the motorized bike, do you still have it? KM4CHY.
I just busted through. And I am coming down the other side of the hill. I've got 11 minutes, it looks like, to get in there. So you guys take care. I'll be back in a little bit. Hopefully they'll let me in the door. W4DJW clear.
KM4NUE.
They might take one look and lock the door. KB4CBA Mobile.
That's harsh. K2HME.
Dave, KM4CHY. Guys, I'm going to jump out again. Fix to go eat. The tow truck driver's all squared away. So it's fiddle time. Y'all have a good evening.
Enjoy the meal. And let's see. Who else is in there? I heard somebody else in there, KB4CBA Mobile.
Well, K2HME, I was just wrapping up. I had to run in and get a necklace for my wife and then head on home, and I'm pulling in the driveway. So, anyway, I wish you all a great rest of the evening, and I'll talk to you again soon. K2HME.
Have a good evening, and it sure is nice out here, and I'm headed to play some tennis, so 72 degrees, and I tell you, it's just, I don't think you can beat it.
Go 4PXB.
How are you doing?
Yep, doing good. enjoying this pretty day. I went out, you know, went to lunch and then took a walk there after lunch.
A lot of people have the day off, a Good Friday and then the Monday following. I don't know that I ever had that luxury. I may have at the county, but I that's been so long ago, I can't remember. That was back in the 90s. Well, actually, 1990 to 95. I was there 5 years, almost to the day.
Yeah, I don't recall ever with Spartanburg County having the Good Friday off, especially that Monday following.
County had like 10 paid holidays, I believe, and then your birthday as well. So actually 11. So it was really, I mean, it was nice, and they had good benefits, but they didn't pay too well.
It was Spartanburg. We get 12 holidays, paid holidays. Then we have floating holidays. So it works out well that way.
And we had state retirement. But like I said, the pay wasn't really good, really great. But some of the other benefits kind of made up for it. And you know, those were some good years. You know, they provided a living for me, and you know, I was working two jobs then.
What county did you work for?
Greenville County at the Vehicle Service Center on Keith Drive. It's right there off of 291 at the downtown airport, and I worked on the police cars and the county police cars and the county ambulances. And in fact, I was on call, I don't know, about every fifth week, weekend, I was on call. So if the ambulances broke down and they ran out of spares, I had to go in and work on them.
Yeah, hopefully you didn't get called out too many times with that.
Well, you're going to have to give me that one again. I went down in a hole there and lost the repeater.
Yeah, hopefully you didn't have too many on-call situations when you were on-call.
Let's see. I don't know what it is about this section of Edwards Road, but even, well, with this new antenna, it's not doing real well right here. It gets better now, but back there where I was at the top of the hill. I don't know why it's so bad.
Yeah, I was saying, hope you didn't get too many calls.
All right, Lloyd. Well, I didn't get that one either. I'm going up the hill right now, so hopefully I'm coming up on East North Street. So hopefully you'll be able to copy me.
KO4PXB. Yeah, I can copy you. Hopefully it's not on my end.
Definitely on my end, because I was watching the meter, and it went all the way down to nothing, you know, so it just lost the repeater. You know, I'm not the Mustang anymore, and this, the 4Runner has limited places to put an antenna, and I actually bought one. It's the, gosh, I can't even think of the name of it right this minute, and AccuTenna, I think it is, and it's like $139. It's 9 inches long, and it's an NMO mount, and it's this big round. It's a little bit bigger around than the mount, and it's just a cylinder, and it's about 9 inches tall, and so that's the good part about it, and because it it's kind of stealth. And but it's supposed to do as good a job as, you know, a 5/8 wave. And it seems to do about the same as the 5/8 wave I had on the hood.
Yeah, it's definitely doing good. Like I said, finding antennas that really works well is probably not an easy thing to do.
Home is the garage, and you know, I could put something on top of this and probably it would do really well, but I don't have the clearance, so when I go in the garage and the antenna that I was using, which is a very good antenna made by Diamond, and the mount, it was a Diamond mount, and it worked really well, but and I had it on the hood, but it just, the hood wasn't, it's looking for a ground plane in the other direction.
Yep, I remember you saying that before, that the other one had a lot better ground plane.
Thing had, you know, it was mounted on the trunk lid, but then there was a section there from the trunk lid to the side of the car, about 4 or 5 inches, and that's what it used as the ground plane, and it worked a lot better on the Mustang than it did on this thing, believe it or not. Even though it was up a little bit higher, I had to actually, it tilts over, and I actually had to lift it up and tilt it over to get in the garage, and I used that until this other antenna came in. It was several weeks before it came in.
Yeah, probably 6 or 7 months ago, I bought an antenna that actually said it was matched with this Yaesu 2980, and I've definitely had no issues with it.
It's amazing how, you know, the same antenna, you know, will not work as well on other vehicles, and that one was just, you know, just the way it was. And this one's it's doing a teeny bit better than the other one, but not much. It's definitely not another $70 worth that it costs to purchase this one.
Yep, it must not have you on that Magic X.
Something. I don't know. It's definitely not on the X. I haven't tried moving it. The screws for it, of course, they're little Allen screws, and it has a little metal plate that comes with it, and it's supposed to keep the screws from putting dents in your car. But I don't know, just somehow or another they seem to manage to dent it up just a teeny bit there on the lift gate, but it wasn't bad. It's not bad. I just, as a matter of fact, I think the lift gate actually bumped it a little bit, and I had to do some adjustments, and then I used a little bit of touch-up paint, but no big deal.
That's why I don't think any instructions now have the word should in there. Well, it should not do this, but guess what it did.
All right. Can you repeat that one, please, for KB4CBA?
You know what I'm saying? That's why the instructions should not have the word should in there anyway. Because just like we've seen in the IT world, when somebody says, well, that should not have happened, but when you call about it, that it definitely has happened.
Surprised that it did make contact with the lift gate, because it's not, you know, it's not, it doesn't look close, but it is. Evidently, that lift gate closed. closes a little tighter than I thought it would, thought it did. But like I said, it's not a big deal. It's not like somebody's going to open and go, oh my gosh, you know, look at those dents. You know, they'd be hard pressed to find them.
If you wouldn't mind giving me a radio report, because I've got it on low power one, seeing how it's coming across.
You have, you have the typical mobile flutter in there, but you're full quieting into the repeater most of the time.
I appreciate it, because, yeah, I put it on low one, because, as they say, it doesn't need to be on the high power if you get through on one.
One thing about this antenna, it'll handle up to, I think, 100 watts on 2 meters. And then it also covers 440, I'm not sure if it covers any of the other bands or not, but it was twice the price of the one that I bought from Diamond, so DX Engineering was the only place I could find it.
Yeah, I don't think it would ever be a major issue, but this radio does not have any fan system to it, so it uses a cage for disbursement of heat. And when I talk a good period of time, the casing definitely gets hot.
I noticed I bought a ICOM 2300 mobile rig for my base rig, actually, and at the house, and I notice it gets pretty hot if I use it on high power for any length of time. But and it doesn't have a fan on it. It does have heat sinks on it on the back there, but it's pretty warm. And I've got I've got several. And just trying to figure out which one I need to put on there. And I have can't remember what you call it, but Dave, W4DJW, told me about it. And I've got it's like a variable resistor type thing where it will control the fan speed, or I can control the fan speed. And so hopefully, once I get it on there, it'll kind of help it stay cool.
That's definitely pretty neat.
All right. Well, I have arrived at the sports club, and I'm going to go on inside and do some warm-up stuff. I'm not playing till 6, but I can take my time getting warmed up, and I've got to change shoes and stuff like that too out here, so I guess I better get to it. Well, you have a safe trip home, and good to talk to you, Lloyd, and I'll say 73s and I'll clear out of here after your final. Anyway, you have a good evening. Talk to you later. KB4CBA, clear after yours.
Sir, enjoy your warm up in your tennis. KO4PXV.